This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, a work of the Ulaga Church of Christ.
Thank you for joining me today for our devotional here at the fireside. Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." As we look here in Matthew chapter 9, beginning verse 35, going through verse 38, we find the compassion of Christ. We find in verse 35, the Bible tells us that he went through all the cities and villages, that is to everyone. He was teaching in their synagogues. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and he was healing every sickness and every disease among the people. We find the compassion of Christ already seen in verse 35. But in verse 36, we see he still has a great deal of concern for them, even more so. In verse 36, the Bible says, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. We find here that these individuals are weary and scattered, which would seem to indicate that they just didn't know where to go or what to do. They were following Christ because they wanted to hear him. They wanted to see him. And those who were sick and had ailments, no doubt, wanted to be healed by him. Christ responds in verse 37, not with the idea that these poor people, what can be done, but instead, there's plenty of work to do. Look at verse 37 in Matthew chapter 9. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." There's plenty of opportunities. The harvest is plentiful. Friends, let's make sure that we do our very best to be laborers for the Lord, that we are those who are willing to go out and to see the harvest and to be busy about the Lord's business and to be those who are laboring for the kingdom. In verse 38, he concludes this section here, "Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Friends, not only should we be one of the laborers, we also should be one of those who are praying for other laborers to join us so we too can work together in going out and reaping and sowing for the sake of the kingdom of God.
Thank you for joining me today for a devotional here at the fireside.
We hope you enjoyed this program. We encourage you to subscribe to our podcast on Pandora, Spotify, or Podbean. Thanks for listening.